This is where the Yellowstone idea began. When the Washburn-Langford-Doane expedition had reached this spot in the fall of 1870, they had seen it all. They camped here at the junction of the Firehole and Gibbon Rivers. Talking around the evening campfire, they solidified their determination that this country, the headwaters of the Yellowstone River, should be set aside as a park or pleasuring ground for the enjoyment of the people. This group of hardy pioneers, the Hayden Survey of 1871, included the painter Thomas Moran and the industrious frontier photographer William Henry Jackson, who took this picture. The report of the two groups helped generate support for a Yellowstone Park bill, which President Ulysses S. Grant signed on March 1, 1872. Very soon, the trails used by early explorers became wagon roads, filled with wagons, filled with tourists. An experienced guide was useful in the early days of Yellowstone. One of the most famous was Uncle Tom Richardson, here serving his guests during a trip to the bottom of the lower falls of the Yellowstone River. Much of the park is now as it was in 1872. Unfortunately, Handkerchief Pool is no more. This little pool was known for its ability to swallow up a handkerchief and then return it to its owner, none the worse for its experience. This is Handkerchief Pool doing its thing in 1903. The year 1903 was a good year for Yellowstone visitors, when one of the National Park's earliest friends made a visit. President Theodore Roosevelt and Captain John Pitcher, his army escort, here visit Mammoth Hot Springs. Horses were the only way to get around the park until 1915, when the first automobiles were permitted inside its boundaries. These touring cars were the first automobiles to cross Sylvan Pass. Not far behind the motor car was the motorcycle. This one carries a man who helped create the National Park Service and was its first director, Stephen P. Mather. For thousands of tourists, the yellow bus was the way to see Yellowstone. Yellowstone's problems with the affinity between cars and bears started very early. Not far behind the standard automobile was the modern recreational vehicle. But however they got there, the people of America and the world found much to see and think about in Yellowstone. Some of the most spectacular sights were the Grand Canyon of the Yellowstone, Union Falls in the remote southwest corner of the park, the vast expanse of Yellowstone Lake, one of the highest lakes in North America. The traveler could marvel at the thermal wonders, Old Faithful and its many steamy moods, Castle Geyser, Grotto Geyser, and the misty and mysterious Hades of Norris Geyser Basin. There is, too, the beauty and symmetry of Mammoth Hot Springs. At Mammoth, geology moves at a pace that can be seen, as the skeletons of these trees, killed by the minerals from Mammoth Hot Springs, testify. Throughout the park, bubbling hot springs give evidence of the tremendous energy deep in the earth. Yellowstone's 2 million acres hold many other natural wonders in the life cycles of thousands of plants and animals. Yellowstone is the domain of the elk. This majestic animal is often seen in large herds. Buffalo graze in many park areas. In Yellowstone can be seen the continuing replenishment of nature that gives evidence of the balance of nature. Yellowstone is big and grand, but there's life on a smaller scale too. Little animals. The shorebirds. Yellowstone is home for the graceful osprey. One of the largest of the flying birds is the trumpeter swan. The smallest birds are there too, like the hummingbird. Also on the small side of the scale are the flowers and ground foliage that help make Yellowstone so colorful and so complete. The fall turns the park into a many-colored wonder. And the frost on a spider web heralds the approach of winter. Most visitors leave when winter arrives, but not most of the animals. They find, as does the human lucky enough to experience the park in winter, that this is a new dimension to Yellowstone. There's an added peace and a new beauty to such old and treasured scenes as the hot springs and the geysers. More and more visitors now come to Yellowstone in the winter. But for most people, Yellowstone is a summer vacation. The summer visitor may join the anglers at Fishing Bridge, or find a greater degree of solitude along Yellowstone Lake. The park welcomes them all. Some relax with rod and reel along the Yellowstone River. Almost everyone takes pictures for the record, and for Grandma. The hot springs and steaming pools are fascinating to watch. Sometimes they add to their underworld character with a whiff of brimstone. Fresh mountain air is found on the trail. Going on foot or horseback brings real scenic rewards to the park visitor. Throughout the park, there is information to help explain the many wonders that are found there. One place that all who come to Yellowstone visit is Old Faithful, the symbol of Yellowstone Park as the first national park in this country and the world. The national park idea that began 100 years ago with Yellowstone has grown to include many more parks in this nation. Yosemite in California. Glacier in Montana. In Colorado, Mesa Verde, where the story of America's first settlers is vividly told. To the east, the Indian left more mysterious signs of his empires, now contained in Effigy Mounds National Monument in Iowa. Later settlers, too, made their mark upon the country. The Chesapeake and Ohio Canal, first a national monument and now a national historical park, retains a 19th century atmosphere. Theodore Roosevelt was in the White House when Congress passed the Antiquities Act, giving the president the power to set aside historic landmarks and structures as national monuments. This was the first one he created, Devil's Tower in Wyoming. The national park system has grown to include many of the most famous places in American history. Independence Hall with its Liberty Bell. The battlefields where we won our liberty, such as Yorktown. And many where the national will was tested against dissolution, as it was at Gettysburg. As our nation grew, its citizens needed more space for the relaxation and personal restoration that can be found in nature. A new category joined the national park system, the National Recreation Area. This is Cape Hatteras National Seashore in North Carolina. One of the newest recreation areas, close to millions in the East Coast Metropolitan Corridor, is Delaware Water Gap in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. The national park system provides new experiences and insights into nature and history all across the country. There is the 300-year-old Castillo de San Marcos in Florida. Further south, alligators guard swampy pools in the Everglades National Park. Stately cactus grace Saguaro National Monument, Arizona. The struggle for freedom and knowledge shaped a boy named George Washington Carver, whose Missouri birthplace is a national monument. In the east, there is Great Smoky Mountains National Park, North Carolina, Tennessee. In the west, Olympic National Park in Washington. Mount McKinley National Park presides over a great Alaska wilderness. San Juan Island National Historical Park in the state of Washington marks the site of a boundary dispute started by a wandering pig. The beauties of the rugged eastern coast are found in Acadia National Park, Maine. While a monument to the pioneer spirit that settled a great nation is found at the Gateway Arch at Jefferson National Expansion Memorial in St. Louis, Missouri. Truly one of the unique and beautiful cities of the world, Washington, in the District of Columbia, has several hundred parks, monuments, and memorials which are visited by people the world over. And just outside Washington, in Vienna, Virginia, stands the newest kind of national park, the cultural park, Wolf Trap Farm for the Performing Arts, with its striking Feline Center Amphitheater. New, too, in the national park concept is the use of parks to teach the young people of America the delicate balance of nature and the vital need that it be preserved. Seeing how all of nature's acts move to maintain that balance gives insights which can guide all of us to lives of truth, beauty, and understanding. What all began at Yellowstone has spread around the nation and beyond. More than 100 nations now have national parks or equivalent reserves. This delicate waterfall is in the Daitsutsan National Park, Japan. This fall graces Khao Yai National Park, Thailand. The roar and majesty of one of the world's greatest waterfalls is found at Iguazu Falls National Park, Argentina. The beauty of the tropics is seen at Lake Atitlan National Park, Guatemala. Rugged mountain scenes grace Mount Cook National Park, New Zealand. In 1871, Thomas Moran painted in Yellowstone Park as a member of the Hayden Survey. His painting caught the beauty and mood of this wonderful place and helped spur a nation to act to protect that place for all time. The whole world, then, has been enriched by what began 100 years ago in the mountains of Wyoming and Montana territories, and what we now celebrate as the National Park Centennial.